Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Daf Reish Aleph, the fourth Vad. Asinu Zeis B'meshech Kama Shavuos. We did this for a number of weeks. Batechila Hirgashnu To'eles B'Islam Zeis. Initially, we felt a benefit to this exercise. Hayinu Tzerichim Lizgaber Al Busham Mesuyemes. We had to overcome a certain embarrassment. B'gishtenu L'chaver B'boker, as we approach a friend, a colleague in the morning, Lish'ol B'Shlomei B'chiyuch B'choyim, to ask for his welfare with a smile and a warmth, not as we've done till now, and that induces a certain embarrassment. But after becoming used to it, the matter becomes a matter of routine, almost without benefit. This is a difficulty in every avodah. Initially, one feels the novelty of it, the newness. Afterwards, it becomes routine, and as the Novi Yeshaya puts it, mitzvas anashim milumada, it becomes rote, technical, umisnavenes, the avodah becomes atrophied. If this is what we're feeling, then we still have not penetrated the depth of the concept of Islam dus. Our intention of avodah is not to add modes of behavior which are an expression of frumkeit. That we can think that we've accomplished something and to be pretentious about it. Islamdus, as we've explained, Islamdus means tamid anachnu rak mislamdim kitzad levatzeh hadavar. We are practicing how to accomplish something. We are training. Ulvaker atzmenu achar yom shel pulos, and to criticize ourselves after a day of activity, im be'emes asinu hadavar kfi yachotenu, if we truly did this in accordance with our ability. Ulay yachonu lasos yaseh mima shasinu, perhaps we could have done more than we did. Perhaps you could approach it in a different manner. If we greeted three people in the identical way, then certainly we haven't paid attention to this fact that we should have approached each one of them differently. Each one of them is different to the other in his temperament and his character. This generic hasbaras panim, he's not what we are aspiring to training. There's nothing generic over here. It must be unique and individualized. Veshuv, once again, what we said before, tzarich lir'oise sa'adam shemasperim l'panim. A person has to see that individual whom you are greeting. Kan miskashes islamdus chadashayim akodemes. This is where there's a connection between this new practice and what we did before. Eloi nispale shedavar katan kmo nesinas shalom v'hasbaras panim. We should not be surprised that something ostensibly small, like greeting someone, like a cheerful expression, who inyan li Islam dus memusheches, should be the subject of extended practice. Maran HaKadosh Rabbi Avraham Gorodzhensky, this is of course the father-in-law of the author, amal b'meshech shenosayim hazeh, he toiled for 2 years on this inyan. V'inei, this is a description from the Sefer about him, kol ro'av b'chol ha'tekufois yedim l'saper, all those who saw him, in all periods, can tell you, ad kama sheni yasam midah zeh kinyan benafshe, the extent to which this midah of masbir panim, nesinas shalom, became a part of him. Bayamim hakoiderim v'yoseh b'shnois ha-ghetto, in the darkest days, in the years of the ghetto, lo imasha tzahalasim al panav, his cheerfulness did not depart from his face, kesheevloi mustar hiteh b'liboi, with his mourning hidden well within his heart. Im adam gadol zeh, omal shenosayim bazeh, if a great person like that toiled for 2 years on this matter, nuchal anachnu haketanim la'amol bazeh lechol hapachos b'meshech chodshayim. We can certainly toil over this matter for at least 2 months. V'nesif kan oid perat. One more detail to add. Al lonu lios baranim le'milas b'ponim. We should not be choosy in terms of who we are greeting. From the word boirer, to select, to to choose who we're going to be, must be panim to. Bevadai kal v'noach b'yosehu l'asbir panim klapei chaverim v'yedidim. Of course, it's easy and convenient to be must be panim towards friends, colleagues, acquaintances. V'yitachen shelo yale al da'atein. Possibly we didn't even think of this. Ki gam leva'al makoiles lapakid v'lanahag efshar l'asbir panim. One can be must be panim also to the grocery store owner, to the teller, to the driver. Ki gam lahem tzelem erikim. They too possess a tzelem erikim. Ulai davka al yedei ze yis'ahei v'shem shamayim al yedeinu. Perhaps, specifically through this, we'll be mekadesh shem shamayim kasher nesbir panim lifshutei am. When we express ourselves in this way and greet ordinary people. Ma'aseh sheya b'val teshuva. An incident with a b'al teshuva. She'alu mihe'iro yisrael lachzor b'teshuva. He was asked what stimulated him to return. Vehuana, and he answered, and Yelid Ir Chilonis, I was born in a secular town, speaking about in Eretz Israel. Vanigar b'shikun shegar bo rak yehudi dati echad. I live in a neighborhood where only one observant Jew lives. Hashchenim b'shikun einam regelim noses shalom echad l'sheni. The neighbors never greeted one another. Rak ha'ish adati hazeh, only this observant Jew. Kol boker shalachti leveis hasefer. Every morning when I walk to school, pagashti esoi, I always encountered him. V'tamidu amar b'ilvalvius shalom. He always very enthusiastically greeted me. V'ischalti lachashov l'atzmi. I started thinking to myself, Eich ze? How can it be? Shemikol ha'shechanim that out of all the neighbors, rak hadati hazeh meisen shalom. Only this observant Jew greets me. U'vilvavius hazeh, with such enthusiasm, such heart. Kanir'eh she'atirah hi emes. It must be that the Torah is true. As hiskaravti lekiyum mitzvos, this is what brought me closer to mitzvos. Dai besipur ze lechazkenu b'avodah zeh. This incident is sufficient to strengthen us in this avodah. The fifth vaad. Im hapeulois einan shigratiyos. If the actions are not routine, umgamaseinu mamash listamed b'en, and our objective is really just to practice and to constantly improve and learn. And we truly think about where we can improve. Maya totza, what will be the result? Kamuvan, yoiser simas lev yoser lev ovius. Of course, it will be more paying of attention, more noticing of things, more enthusiasm. Anu margishim, we start to feel, batechila haisa hasbaras panim shelanu day avisha. Initially, our hasbaras panim was quite dry. Le'at misurer yosev lev. Very slowly and gradually, the heart is awakened over here. Ve'anu maschilim kim'at lismoyach im azulas. We start almost to rejoice with that other person. Zeu davar gadoil. This is a very profound matter. Ufelehu, it's a wonder. Eich lif'uleis ketanes ka'ilu yeshnan tatsoes mevorochois ka'ilu. How such small actions have such blessed and positive consequences. Nishmas ha'adam hi metzius gdola shel he'aras panim. The neshama of a human being is a great reality of he'aras panim, of bestowal of light, of shining upon others. Ramchal mev'er b'da'as tevunes barichus. Ramchal explains at length in da'as tevunes. She'haguf inyanav b'chol darcheyem b'ester panim nimshachim bo'im. The concept of the body in all of its ways and things is hester panim. It's opaque. Literally, it's not transparent. It's opaque. And the concept of the guf is hester panim. V'neshama v'chol inyaneah b'he'aras panim. The concept of the neshama is davka light, shining. Ach ha'neshama musteres b'soch ha'guf. Of course, the neshama is hidden within the body. It's contained by the body. V'roiv pe'ulesin ha'yom yomiyois sevivois es ha'guf u'tzrachav. Most of our daily activities are involved with the body and its needs. Loi bekalus oilenu lehafil es kolchos haras panim shel neshama. It is not easy for us to activate the powers of haras panim of the neshama. Bediyuk zeu ha'talich b'emshech ha'peulos she'anu oskim b'hen kan. This is precisely the process of continuing the activities that we are busy with over here. This switching on of the powers of the neshama. Oid zois. Furthermore, gam reiv iskenu b'mitzvoisu lishmoes adin. The majority of what we do in our involvement in mitzvois is to observe the law. Mehayu chayenu b'li hadinim. What would our lives be without this? Hen chayenu pratiim, both our private lives. Hen achivatiim, social lives. Ve'en adi chasenu lefne borinu, in the way that we communicate, interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the din according to the halacha. Uvechol zetz, still, Chazal tell us, Baba Metzia Daf Lamed, Loi charva Yerushalayim, Ela al shedanu badin toira, Veloi avdu lifni mishuras adin. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they always applied shuras adin. They never went beyond shuras adin. It's always according to the rule, always according to the law, never beyond it. Shuras hadin hu hageder shel chayenu. Shuras hadin is the fence, it's the border of our lives. Our lives must be contained within it and certainly not chas v'chalila beyond it. So shuras hadin is the perimeter that guides our lives. Achachayus atzmai lifnim shuras hadin. But vitality, life, renewal is lifnim shuras hadin. Ve'i efshar le'amid ezechim rak al shuras hadin. One can't live one's life only on shuras hadin. Lifnim mishuras adin hem chesed ve'ahava. Chesed and ahava reside beyond shuras adin. Ve'alenu la'aseh lehem makoyim latzeis mikoach el hapoel. We have to provide them with room to transform from actual to potential. Zoi be'oimek hakavana bif'ulo yiseinu. This is the depth of the kavana. This is the deep intention of our activities here. Keshanu mislamdim lasbir panim ezu laseinu. As we train, as we practice hasbaras panim towards others. Namshich bifulaisenu kama pamim bechol yom. We have to continue with these activities a number of times every day. Im lo yiniten lashigra lishtalet alein. If we don't permit routine to control these actions, tiyelen hashpal kol hanagasin abuyos. They'll have an influence on all of our interactions with people. Ulay b'meshech hazman, perhaps over time, Hasbaras panim tehafech leteva etzlenu. Perhaps this concept of hasbaras panim will become second nature. There's of course a topographical error here, tehafech, yeah, the yud should come before the hey. The sixth vaad shishi. Ikvois pu'uloiseinu movilois eisanu behechach linan hachnasas urchim. The footsteps, the consequences of our activity necessarily lead us to the concept of inyan, the concept of hachnasas urechim. Achi koivas latzma mador miyuchad b'avoida. But hachnasas urechim is literally a different compartment in avoida. It's separate, distinct. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. Gedoila hachnasas urechim me'akbolas p'nei shechina. Hachnasas urechim is greater than receiving the divine presence. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Vayera, Vayomer imna matzasechen beinecha. Avraham says, if I found favor in your eyes, al not ta'avur me'al avdecha. Please don't leave. And according to one pshat, Chazal say, he's speaking to Hashem and saying, please hold on over here. I'm going to be machnis orchim. Wait for me. And therefore, we see that achnasas orchim is greater than the communion with the Shekhinah. Omar Rabbi Elazar, bo'ur reshelo ki binas HaKadosh Baruch Hu binas basar vadam. Come and see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different to people. Midas basar vadam, ein katan yechol omar lagadol hamten ad shavu etzlecha. When it comes to humans, the less distinguished cannot say to the greater person, wait for me. If you're standing before the king, you can't say, hold on a moment, I have to go and make a phone call, I have to go and speak to someone. That would be inconceivable. Ve'ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ksiv, imna matzasi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Avram says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait for me. I'm busy now. I have things to do. Just wait for me over here. Ve'HaKadosh Baruch Hu himtin l'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for Avraham. Harei kasuv achaga. Afterwards it says, Vayifnu misham ha-malachim. The malachim turned away. Ve'Avraham oideinu oimed lifnei Hashem. Avraham was still standing before Hashem. That's the literal description. However, hayalo lichtov ve'Hashem oideinu melifnei Avraham. Really, the meaning of the pasuk is Hashem was still standing, waiting for Avram. That's the real intent. Ela tikun sufrim huzeh. But out of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say that he waited. It says Avraham was still standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tikna ha-tira atzma es alashen yichvodo shel ha-makoyim. We have an expression, a euphemism over here, that Avraham was still standing before Hashem. But really the meaning is Hashem is waiting for Avraham. The author elaborates, Zacha Avraham Avinu alav hasharim legilui shechina acharei milasoi. He earned gilui shechina after his bris mila. Toich kedei ha-yizgalus ba'u shaloshis ha-malachim metzuras arvim. In the midst of this revelation, of this prophetic experience, these three malachim arrive in the guise of wandering Arabs. Bir Isa Isa Mabikeshis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamtin Lo. As he sees them, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please wait. Ki Umechuyav Leachnis Es Orchim. He's obligated here to offer them hospitality. VeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Imtin Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for him Ad Shepanu HaMalachim Misham. He waits until the Malachim leave. Hoyra Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Hoyra'a La Deroisa. Avraham here is teaching. This is a Hoyra'a. He's teaching, he's paskening for generations. Ki hachnosas orechim doicha hakbalas pnei shechina. That hachnosas orechim takes precedence. Doicha, like we say, doiche Shabbos, right? Pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos. So to hachnosas orechim is doiche, receiving the divine countenance. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiskim eledo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees. Pesak din neira sheyatza mibeis midrashe shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom. This is an awesome pesak din that emerges from the base midrash of Avraham Avinu. V'rak Avraham Avinu alav shalom hayachol lechadesh pesak din ze. Only he could have innovated this pesak din. Hu shegila gdulas chasdo yizborach. He's the one who revealed to the world the midah of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu shegila ki chasdo yizborach mechev gam esa adam liyos bal chesed. He's the one who taught that Hashem's midah of chesed obligates us to be balei chesed. Ki hakorasa borim mechayeves ma'asim. We've said this many, many times in both volumes, especially in this volume of Alei Shur, that to say that one recognizes and knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligates one to change one's behavior. We said earlier in the Sefer that anyone who claims to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his behavior has not changed is just pretense. V'chol asher ha'shechina yoseh miskareves elav. The closer the divine presence is to the individual, yoyiseri mechayeves o yisoy laleches bidrachav yisbo. The more the person is obligated to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, to emulate him. V'lachen etzem gilui ha'shechina. The very revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him. Haya mechayev o yisoy miyad leachnis orchim shizdemnu lo. Immediately obligated Abraham to bring in the orchim who became available. This presents us with tremendous avodah if somebody comes to our home, to our room. V'chach kosav Rabbeinu Yonah b'sefer ha'yir'a. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, V'im yavo orchim leveisoy. If guests come to his home, yachnisem leveisoy b'sefer panim yafois. He must usher them in with a sefer panim yafois, which is a link to our context, our discussion over here and exercises of sefer panim yafois. Immediately, he should present with something to eat. Sometimes it's a pauper, he hasn't eaten, he is embarrassed to ask for something to eat. I think he should be asher yuchal. He should give them whatever it is, a food, beverage, whatever he can, befanim meirois, with a shining face. Even if he should be concerned, there's stuff that's distracting him, he's worried, yosichenu miliboy bifnehem, he should remove it in front of them, he should not present it. V'nachamim bidvarav, he should console them with words, v'yelem lemeshiv nefesh, and encourage them. V'afilu miyulo elef avadim, even if the person has 1,000 butlers, yitrachu be'atzmoy v'yamod alem, he should trouble himself to do these things. Mi lanu gadol me'avraham, we take example from Avraham, who served the Malachim personally, even though he had numerous servants. Even though they appeared like common Arabs, as Chazal indicate. Whatever he did by himself, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaid to his progeny by himself. He should not relate to his guests all of his own troubles. This happened and that happened. Ki devarim ele shuvrim esucham, that breaks their spirit. Because they immediately understand that he's saying that because of them, because of their presence. And then there's very little benefit in all his toil if he speaks about all of his own troubles and discourages his guests. He should treat them as masters. Avraham called his guests his masters. Rabbi Yonah is, of course, paraphrasing that Gemara in Shabbos Kuchav Zayin. He He should demonstrate how distressed he is, that he can't do more for them, he can't benefit them more. V'chein omer, the Pasuk says, v'tafek l'ra'iv nafshecha, literally, your soul should go out to the one who is hungry. Teitze nafshi she'en li mali ten lecha. V'im yanu etzlo, if they happen to be sleeping at him, yeshkivem b'mitav mito yisav, he should use the best of his beds or mattresses for them. Ki gedoyla menucha se'ayev b'yaseh shechev b'toiv, the rest that results is better if they have a better bed. V'yoser v'yoser l'nachasuch ha'mashkivoy heitev, yoser min ha'machilo mashkiv. One gives more pleasure, more satisfaction to a person when he gives him a nice room, a nice bed to sleep in, than even a food and beverage. V'galgal hu ha'chizer ba'ilam. Here, Rabbi Yoni inserts a statement of Chazal. This is a statement of Chazal based on the drasha on ki biglal ha'davar hazeh. In Parashas Ve'eh, when you speak about doing tzedakah v'chesed, the pasuk says ki biglal ha'davar hazeh. Because of this matter, Chazal darshan galgalu. This is a wheel. Fortune is a wheel, yeah? The wheel of fortune. One might find oneself 10 years later, 50 years later, two generations later, wealth is something that goes around. One's progeny might not be wealthy, even if the person himself is wealthy, etc. So Chazal make this point to make a greater effort and to remember one day, yeah, it might be the individual himself, or his child, or grandchild, or whatever it is, it might be exactly the opposite. And the descendant of this pauper might be the one doing chesed for your own progeny. When they leave, he should accompany them, and provide them with provisions. Another pasuk, that if a person is lacking bread, he might even come to crime, so to prevent this. Because Yohinasa did not give David some bread when they parted, nizgalgel hadavar, the matter developed, v'nehergu kohanei noiv, 85 nosei bad. Eventually, because David was so hungry, Yohinasa did not give him provisions, he was so hungry and he went to Noiv, and they gave him provisions, and eventually Shaul HaMelech killed 85. He murdered 85 of the Kohanim of Noiv. Because of this, that was the ultimate consequence of Yehonasan not giving him food. V'ha'anik ta'anik le'im kemisas nidvas yadecho, a pasuk that discusses this. Ad kan Rabbein Yoina, lo yinuchal likbo avoida b'inyan gadol ze. So here we cannot establish an exercise. Ki ein otalui bono, it's not dependent on us. We don't always have guests, and certainly not the type of guests that Rabbi Yoni is speaking about, that type of situation that was more common in different areas of the world in different times. Not always applicable to our circumstances. And even if it is, it's not something you can predict, so you can't establish an avoider in this. Still, when somebody comes to our abode, let's remember these words, this paragraph, and try to fulfill them accurately. At the very least, we should learn and repeat and revise well as kol ha'davarim hanal, all these words above, so that there should be at our fingertips when the opportunity presents itself. Finally, the Va'ad Shevi'i, the seventh. Ha'islamdus b'sever panim yafois. This practice of sever panim yafois, timashech bevaday chodesh ayaseh, will continue certainly for more than a month. Ka'asher yisagalu b'zeh. When we become accustomed to this, ad shemidah zot ta'amor lanu gam bli shenaseh mimena avodah. To the point of this midah manifests itself even without us making it into avodah, it becomes more of a second nature. Nuchal leches hala bedarkenu, we can progress. Ko'is alenu lislamed lasos chesed begufenu. What we have to practice now is physical chesed. Anachnu nizkarim, we recall. Ki paneinu ba'avodasenu rak lema'asim ketanim she'inam machbedim alenu kelal. Our objective throughout the avodah is small actions that don't weigh on us. Nothing onerous. Small acts of chesed are available everywhere, left, right, and center, we would say in English. a brother, a friend who's late for the meal, nidag shetishelo manachama, make sure that a decent portion is left over for him, that the pot isn't completely cleared. Mishu mechapes sefer bebeis hamidrash. Somebody is looking for a sefer bebeis hamidrash. Namtzi'u lo, make it available to him, find it and give it to him. Anu mesharim ki chaver echad lo hevin es hashiur. We estimate that a certain friend didn't understand the shiur. Venachzor alav biyachad imo, make time to revise it together with him. Al pnei chaver nikashu atzuv. It seems on the face of somebody that he's sad. Yikanes imo lesicha onen esel akelo. Enter some conversation with him and try to alleviate his distress. These are examples. Ma'asim ketanim shel chesed einam dorshim lo kesef velo izman. Small acts of chesed don't require money nor time. Aval tzrichim lios irim lirois es hachaser lazulas. One has to be aware to see what the other individual is lacking, to perceive. Hashikea tamid rak b'inenei atzmo. A person immersed constantly in his own inyonim. Ha'egoist ha'anochi, the selfish person. Eino ro'yeh kelal es hazulas. He does not see the other. As we said in a previous vaad, a person like that only sees his own reflection in the other person. He doesn't see the other person. Bishviloit Jesus be'emes avodah gedola. For him, this will be truly a great avodah. Ki hu tzarich li'sameitz, he has to make an effort. Lotzeis midei pam im michitzasei, to once in a while leave his domain, u'lis'alem inenav, and to ignore his own concerns. Loi nuchal la'akelu ba'avodah zo bim'um. We can't give him any discounts in this avodah. Ki eichacha yuchal ben Torah lishe egoist. How can a ben Torah remain selfish? Hashem ishmerenu mize. Gam mi she'en egoismas. Even somebody on a higher level who is not mamash selfish. Aval hu asuk tamid bevinyan olamo apnimi. He's always involved in building his inner world. Ve'tafus b'machshavos amukos b'nei Torah v'yirah. He's constantly thinking deep thoughts about Torah v'yirah. Gam hu yiskashe b'techel l'yos er l'mizrachesh b'sivos. He also will find it difficult initially to be alert to what's going on around him. Ve'loseis lev l'tzochei chavirav, and to pay attention to what others around him need. Ach gam hu yada, but he too knows. Ki k'mo yishe'olam omed al Torah, just like the world is supported by the Torah, kach omed al gmilus chasadim. It's Chazal. It also stands on Gmilus Chasadim. Verak, that's the one statement, of course, in Pirkei Avos, Torah Avodah Gmilus Chasadim. And another statement of Chazal, Verak oisek b'Torah uvigmilus chasadim yitzroi nimsar b'yadoi. Only a person involved in Torah and Gmilus Chasadim, his yetz is handed over to him, v'zochei l'achalas shnei shvatim. From the Gemara there, Avodah Zarah, Bava Kama. And furthermore, v'oisek b'Torah levad, Chazal say, somebody involved only in Torah, b'li Gmilus Chasadim, it's as if he has no God. Good morning, Avodah Zarah. These are all statements of Chazal. Lachain, therefore, nekabel al atzmeinu la'aseh kol yom v'yom shleisha ma'aseh chesed ketanim. We'll commit ourselves every day to perform three small acts of chesed. Kedei lechazek es einyan, to strengthen this, nilmad gam beseder musar perakim oktaim ha'oskim begemach. In a seder musar, we should learn chapters or paragraphs that deal with Gmilus Hasadim, or nilmad chutz mi seder ha-musar, or outside of the seder musar, we should learn ma'amarim b'inyanei chesed, essays, articles about chesed, and nimtzeim l'arod b'chol sefer ha-onim, which are common, you find them in all sefer ha-onim, kegoin b'soras Avraham, again from Rabbi Avraham Gojinski, the father-in-law of the author, b'chokhma u-musar, b'das chokhma u-musar, from the Alter Mikelm and Rabbi Rucham, b'michta me'iliyahu, b'lev Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Loipian, בפחד יצחק, עוברה ווטנר, ודליוס יחזקאל וכולי, many other such ספרים. עד כאן.